Thrills. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Etheria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Welcome back, guys. I'm back. Hopefully this sounds better. My God, I really do apologize last week. But, guys, there isn't a lot to talk about in gaming this week. A lot of people, and rightfully so. And you want to know why? Because, as you know, like last week, a lot of places are shutting down. These big productions, they are scaling back. A lot of the game companies that have been going strong is really slowing up. You want to know what was one of the main stories this week? This is what it was talking about. There's a lot riding on GTA 6 and stuff like that. Keep in mind, guys, GTA 5 spent three. Remember, that came out in the 360 and the PS3 era. Then it went to the PS4, and then it went to the PS5. And they're saying right now that this game is, a lot is riding on this game because clearly a lot of people are not buying games. But I think that's just due to inflation and whatnot. And most of these games, and I'm looking at you, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I reported last week that in Japan, those numbers did not look good. Those numbers were bad. And they have yet, you know, when they do good. Hold on, let me see something. Before I speak too much, let me see. Because they might have updated. Jesus, they're saying that the goddamn Final Fantasy VII Rebirth sales slips by 91% at retail. And Final Fantasy 16 sold 2 million in its first week. And then that's when I remember that when those numbers came out. And Square Enix stock fell. They fell. Because you notice they haven't given out any numbers in the States. They haven't given out any numbers. I don't even think they did good in Europe. You know, they said the retails in Europe, that dropped 89%. You know, I'm scared, guys. I'm a little bit worried because I'm thinking we're heading into a gaming crash. I really do. Not that Final Fantasy VII Rebirth was good, because I'm not letting ride on that, but I don't know what GTA 6 is going to bring. And if I'm not mistaken, because I'm thinking that it's going to be based in Florida and whatnot. But let's remember, guys, Vice City didn't do that well. Story-wise, it was incredible, but it didn't do well in sales. The original one, which was based in New York, did good. Vice City, which I think has the better story, they didn't do good in sales. And they had a better, and I can humbly say this, they had a better soundtrack. And then when they went to California, that's when everything just skyrocketed and they just been up there. But I don't know how this game is gonna pan out, man. I don't. And the reason why I say that, again, it's because right now, a lot of people are willing to watch someone else play games as opposed to going by that game. And I honestly believe that exactly what happened with Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. They watched their favorite streamers. That way you can get everything. And you have, I don't know. They talking about it can hit a billion. It took GTA 5 just 3 days to surpass 1 billion in sales and becoming the fastest to that figure in entertainment history. GTA 6 could hit, this is the hope, that they can hit a billion in 24 hours. And I want them to. I think that they can do it. But I guess we're going to have to see what happened with the preview. I think that's what's going to have to happen. And they got a female protagonist. I don't know. A lot of people are pissed off about that. And it doesn't make sense why they're mad. But it is what it is. Wait a minute. Now, explain to me, Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection launch is a disaster. Explain that to me. This is an old game, and this, y'all should have had this already set up with the service and whatnot. I can't understand this. Since launch, we've been working to address these issues and increase network stability, and we will continue our efforts until the network infrastructure is stabilized to prevent further outages. Are you freaking kidding me? Over 10,000 people playing on launch night only had three servers. Three servers. Y'all know that people are... Come on. Follow the Matrix. Y'all, the Matrix. Y'all knew that this game was going to be popular. All y'all had to do was just look at the engagement and whatnot. And it was only $35. So of course they was going to buy it, but... You know, you got one time to make an impression, and they've updated it. They said, after just about a full day of backlash, Aspires has issued a statement on Star Wars Battleship Classic Collection, that they experienced critical errors with our network infrastructure. You know when it comes to stuff like this, that when you get one opportunity, that's it. If you fail on your first outing, like, gosh, come on, man. Come on, have a demo. If you are unsure, have a demo. Let me ask y'all something. You know, I kind of want to steam that. Do you want to know why I want to steam that, guys? I want to steam that for one reason and one reason only. Steam be having a lot of good sales. Like, really good sales. I should know a lot more about that system, but I can't. Like, you know, like I seen it being played and whatnot, but I'm trying to bring myself to it, to playing it, but I don't know. I know if I do, when I do get it, because I think I am going to pick it up, but when I do get it, I know I'm going to get it for the OLED model. Diablo 4 is supposed to be coming out this week, right? Because they get ray tracing. That's going to be later this month. All they said, another interesting trace comes to the 47 on Xbox. So it's on the 24th? I always thought it was going to be on the 16th. You know, when they release that game, I hope they bring out all the other ones with it. And stuff like that so that people can enjoy it. Yeah, that seems about it, guys. Respawn, Apex Legends is hit with they got some layoffs. Around 2 dozen Respawn employees impacted, continued on EA's, you know, budget cuts and whatnot. That was another one. God, that was another company. Not Respawn, but Embracer. Yeah, Embracer got hit with some layoffs as well. Wait a minute, what did you just say? Twitch will end its Prime Video Watch Party feature next month. Amazon is planning to remove the Prime Video Watch Party from Twitch on April the 2nd. Jesus. While some streamers incorporate watch parties into their streams, usage of the watch party has declined over the years, so we are moving it into investing these resources into other features. I guess if they see it like that, and that makes sense. And why not? Which is sad because if you had a good movie and you could watch it with your favorite streamer and stuff like that, would have been fun. I think I did it with Kind of Funny once. I did it with them. And it was fun. As y'all can see, I'm scrounging to see if I can find anything. Embracer. What did they say? Embracer Studios. Saber. Saber Split. Oh. Saber Interactive splits with from Embracer, taking 38 video game projects with it. My God. The deal is initially valued at $247 million, with the buyer named as Beacon Interactive, a company set up and controlled by Saber Interactive co-founder Matthew Kars. As a result, Embracer has ceased all operation in Russia. It appears jobs were secured. Oh, never mind. That was false reporting on my end. The PSJs were secured as part of the deal. There are a number of interesting points in the deal. For example, Beacon Interactive has the option right to acquire Metro developer 4A Games and pinball developer PinZen Studios for a fixed price within a certain time period. Oh. Oh, well, at least they kept their jobs and stuff like that. Fractured Bite, Knights of the Old Republic, Saber Interactive, which is includes Warhammer 40K, Space Marine 2, um, 3D Rams. All right, they just said, you know what? We're gonna leave you guys over there alone, and we just gonna take all our games with us. But that's what you're supposed to do. It is a win-win situation for Embracer and part of Saber to now lead the embattled company. Winchfor said that safeguarding many developer jobs under new ownership is crucial. But they say that Star Wars Old Republic game, did they say that they stopped making that? The developer that is that's gone? Or was it not? It was that first person game. Okay, guys. And with that, we'll end it here. And those are your top stories in gaming. Here's your top stories in pop culture. Child, listen. I just heard Cardi B song Enough. It harkens back to her first album. I can tell you that much. And it there's nothing wrong with that. It just harkens back to her first album. Are y'all ready for Renaissance? I know, you like, what are you talking about? Why you go from Cardi B to Beyonce? Child, I'm just looking at some things online. It's like, because it's they had a couple of new music. Okay. I know I haven't given Hailey Bailey. I don't like what she did, and I'm still coming for her neck. But that new song, In Your Hands, fuck me, that is a good song. God damn, that's a good song. It is such a good song. I think that I'm still listening to that. I'm still listening to it. It's beautifully done. But yeah, I like this Cardi B song. I like this Cardi B song. It's out now. What's up again? Megan Thee Stallion, she's getting ready to go on tour. Say what you will, her rollout is really doing good. Her going over there to Japan, girl, she ate over there with all of those looks at her IG. She did really good with that. So, shout out to her. I'm proud of her. What else happened this week? Oh, Daedra and this goddamn basketball boy. Hold on, let me see his name. Girl! She, Jalen Green, okay, I don't know a lot about this girl, but she has been dominating this, the news. She announced via Instagram that she was pregnant with this boy, Jalen Green, who is 22 years old. He just signed off a huge contract. And he is 22 years old. But Drea says she is pregnant with this man's baby. And people are coming for her neck because they're saying that, bitch, you have a son his same age. Okay. Okay. I don't. I'll say this much. I don't know why everyone is all up in arms. These are two consenting adults. And Drea, girl, get money. Get money. It's not gonna last. She knows it's not gonna last. He's 22. Right now, he is in love with this woman. I said this a long time ago. I think that 22 to 25 are dangerous for men because they can fall really easy. They can fall real fast. And then it mellows out. This is my psychology's speaking. Degree speaking. And then it picks back up. The shit picks back up. Around 40, they want to be with someone that's young. And I think it was someone on YouTube who said it best. They was like, why she didn't find somebody her own age and whatnot. And the truth of the matter is this, because niggas that is her age is looking for 22 years old. They're not looking for someone their own age and stuff like that, because that, you know, they want someone who they can control, someone who they can guide and shit like that. And they can't guide a 40-year-old woman. You can't. So she's playing the same game. Look, is it morally wrong? I guess, but I really don't, you know, I won't go 100% on that because, like I said, they're both consenting adults. All of us know that this relationship is not going to last. It just won't last. And so, I'm sure that whatever happens and stuff like that, that they're going to be fine. So long as the baby is born healthy and stuff like that. Let him have this first. He has it at 22. Get it out the way. You know? I think it's going to, you know, make it difficult on him because he just got into basketball. And furthermore, I think the reason why people are mad at stuff like that is, again, is because they're thinking about his mom. I know his mom is livid. She's like, goddamn, you don't know how to pull out? Like, goddamn, you could have been fucking her, but you didn't have to get her pregnant. Jesus. Kate Middleton, or Catherine, as they say in the here, she got clocked this week, because a lot of people have been wondering what's going on with her, and she sent out a Mother's Day picture, and it was completely photoshopped. And they did a very, very bad job with it. Here's the thing. I will say this much, because I do follow the Royals. There's a lot of double standards here. A lot. Because for the last 4 years, baby, if Megan sneezed the wrong way, that was going to be the front page news in the UK. I mean, like, they haven't done shit but promote Invictus and promoted that podcast. And I don't care what y'all say, that podcast was okay. It was good. And then the studies came out, right? It was like, and this is Netflix CEO, I believe, who said, they were like, say what you will about them, but when it comes to the successes, England eat up all of their shit. So for y'all to be always talking about we don't want them here, yes, y'all do. Y'all want them there because they're better than what's going on with William and Kate. Listen, this is my take up on that Kate shit. I believe that Kate is in recovery. I think that she's recovering well. I'm hopeful that she's recovering well, but I think that she's going to recover really well. I think that that marriage is over with. Let me tell you something. The two pictures that they sent out with her in the car, when I first saw those pictures, especially the first one, I said, that's not Catherine. That's not Catherine. Number one, that woman's face, hella fat. So I was like, Catherine is real thin. Catherine don't have a fat face. She's not allowed. But Catherine don't have a fat face. That woman was a double. And after the photo fiasco and shit like that, Then she was driving again in a car with William. William's head is down. Her head is facing the wall. Girl, come off. That was not her. That wasn't her. I think that what's going on, I think that there's a lot of bad things that's going on with, in the marriage. I think that they may be heading for divorce and stuff like that. Because, for William's godfather, he dropped out that funeral. He was supposed to give a speech. He dropped out of that 45 minutes prior to. And no one knows for what. Now, another thing that I wanted to add, because I've been talking about this shit all week. You want to know what this proves? This is exactly what this proves. You know all those insiders that the royals be always talking about, they have these sources and shit like that? This is bullshit. This is egg on their faces. All of those commentaries and stuff like that. You motherfuckers don't know what the fuck is going on with the royal family. Furthermore, y'all don't know what the fuck is going on with the Sussex. Y'all conject all of these stories out of motherfucking hypothetical situations and stuff like that, when in fact you don't know. You don't know. Oh, I've been hearing something. What's the scuttlebutt that's in the background? You motherfuckers don't know what's going on. And I knew you didn't know what was going on, because y'all would have known what was going on with Charles. Him not feeling well and whatnot. Y'all would have known. When Harry... First of all, Harry's coming back to the UK. Because Harry is telling the world he's coming back to the UK, I think that Charles is not doing as good as they think that he is. I think that Charles is not doing well. Y'all saw what the fuck happened with, what's her name, Camilla. Camilla was like, she needs a break. Like, girl, you just got started. But Camilla is not up for this. Camilla was never up for this shit. Camilla was what she is. Camilla is one of them women that just was, because she was in the shadows, and she's one of the remains in the shadow. A lot of stuff is falling at William's feet. What I can't understand is, why the fuck is he acting stank towards Harry? That's the shit that's blowing my mind. Like, girl, calm the fuck down. Find a way how to make this work. But you know what? Like anyone said, William is an asshole. Like, his staff cannot, they're afraid to challenge this man. They are afraid to challenge him. And that's not fair. Because just like Harry said, and Harry said all this shit, because when she came out and said that, you know, I photographed it and I'm an amateur and all this, girl, that was throwing Catherine under the bus, and that's fucked up. And everything that Harry and Meghan said clearly was true. Clearly was true. They threw that woman under the bus. Made her apologize? Girl, that woman did not make no photograph like that. She wasn't doing that shit. She's sick. So she ain't doing that. They try to quell it because people are worried about what's going on with Catherine. Where is this woman? Hell, they didn't even release the original one because it was all fake. It was all fake. And that is exactly what Harry was saying. Even in his book, he was saying that they will fabricate, and this is the institution, the firm. He said it will fabricate stories to make William look good, so that he can garner favor from the British public. and stuff like that. But like the British public is dwindling in favor for the monarchy. They're dwindling. Because they can see through the cracks now. They're like, girl, we're very critical of them now. And this last picture didn't help. And then here's the thing, another thing that pissed me off. I know I'm going on a rant about this. I'm sorry, guys. But listen, another thing that pissed me off is, why in the hell was they trying to circle that shit back on to Meghan? Like, leave Meghan out of it. Shout out to Meghan. For her new venture. She's back on Instagram. And she has a new what do you want to say? A new brand. It's called American Riviera Orchard. And I'm excited to see what she's gonna do. She's going to be having a lifestyle blog, and she's going to be doing cooking and stuff like that. I think this is a good fit for her. I'm excited to see what this is about. And she launched that like this weekend. So, but yeah, they were trying to tell us like, look, Harry was like, I love my family, but I also know what the fuck is going on over there, and I don't like it. And they're beholden to it because the fact that this, they get their money from the public. So they have to do what the public tells them to do. And the reason why they don't like Harry is because Harry left. Harry left. And they don't like that. They're like, we give you money. Why are you staying? Why you run off with that woman? But it is what it is. It is what it is. But I think that what I think is going to happen is, I think that they're, because they set up some PR over in the UK and whatnot. I think that they're coming back. I think that they're going to move back to the UK. Harry wants to be near his father. And Meghan is trying to, you know, try to see what she can do over here. Because I think that's what exactly what's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if they get back into the firm. I mean, get back into, back into it. What? Donda 2? Who cares? Nobody wants that man. Shit. Don't make no damn sense. Okay, guys. And I guess with that, we'll end it here. And those are your stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. And I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.